above all, and through all, and in all. But each of us was given grace according to the measure of Christ's gift. The gifts he gave were that some would be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers, all to equip the saints for the work of ministry, for building up the body of Christ, until all of us come to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to maturity, to the measure of the full stature of Christ. We must no longer be like children tossed to and fro, blown about by every wind of doctrine, by people's trickery, by their craftiness or deceitful scheming. But speaking the truth in love, we must grow up in every way into him who is the head, into Christ, from whom the whole body, joined and knit together by every ligament with which it is equipped, as each part is working properly, promotes the body's growth in building itself up in love. This is the word of the Lord. All right, first up, I would like to invite Laura Juarez.
My children up here every Sunday morning, and I always kind of cringe. What are they going to say today? My name's Laura. My husband Vince and I, we have two sons, Adam and Ryan. We get our extra vitamin D the third and fourth Sunday of September. We sit in the front pew there, and the sun shines brightly on us. With the time change happening a little bit later in October, I think we've got a couple bonus days as well. We've been worshiping here since 2009. We were very, very tired parents of a one-year-old and a three-year-old. At our previous church, our minister, who we had adored, had left to take another assignment. We thought it was a great opportunity to take a look at other churches and to find something closer to our home in Wildwood, where our children and where we could truly be part of a community. I really like being part of a team. In high school, I was captain of our math team. I was co-captain of soccer. And I've coached 15 of my children's Gurney Park District soccer teams. I really, really like coaching. I like spending time with my kids. I like getting to know the other boys, encouraging them to try new things, building their confidence, having a chance to still play a sport that I love. And while being in charge, I really, really like being in charge. However, one of my very favorite teams that I've been a part of my entire life is Team Congo. I grew up attending First Congregational Church of Western Springs, which ironically is the same town where Bill Ingersoll is now serving as an interim minister at the Presbyterian Church the other side of town. Western Springs is a great place to raise a family. In fact, Business Week named it number two in the country in 2007. Pictures of Western Springs were also featured in the Sears Centennial Catalog as it celebrated small town America. There was a church on every corner. The mom stayed home. Dads took the train downtown. You could ride your bike to the pool, and you walked to school. It was a community where my mom knew what I was up to before I even got home from school. Western Springs was founded by Quakers, so there were a lot of churches in town, and many community events were planned around church. We were always at church, planning an event, practicing for choir, organizing a closet, or my dad's favorite, lighting luminaries in 20-degree weather on Christmas Eve. Church was really a second home. I was extremely active in our high school youth group, Plymouth Fellowship. I went on 5 mission trips where you build a bond with your peers like nothing else I've ever experienced. Many of my high school friends, in fact, moved back to Western Springs and are raising their kids in the same community they grew up. They see each other around town and at the soccer field. Fortunately, Facebook has helped me keep in touch, and I have really enjoyed the connections to my Congo team. Last month, I cheered for my friend Dave, who just completed 366 days of wilderness camping in the Boundary Waters of northern Minnesota with his wife Amy. I also cheer for my church friends Scott and Mark, who run a Christian sports camp in central Illinois 1 week a summer, the same camp their father ran before them. I can't wait for Adam to attend. And I cheer for my church friend Andy, who is a UCC minister in Florida during the school year, and my son's camp director up north in the summer. I can't believe we're old enough and responsible enough to be leading young children in their faith journey. I am so grateful to be a part of this team, team that I know is always rooting for me, even though it's been 2 decades since I've been active playing on Team Congo. Now I just ride the bench, but I know that they're with me. As Vince and I raised our kids, we wanted to become a part of a community similar to the idyllic world of Western Springs. Well, he was from the community next door, but close enough. We wanted our children to be surrounded by people who would teach them to grow, help them learn new things, and bring different perspectives to their world. We looked for a church that had valued children, was welcoming, and enjoyed having fun. We really, really liked to have fun. We had read a few of Pastor Kathy's children's books and could see her warm spirit shine through her writing. We had originally planned to visit a few churches when shopping, but knew WPC would be the place after our first visit. Dale Gilmore said hello to us on our first visit here and made sure we found our way around. Adam joined the choir and Ryan seemed happy in the nursery. We loved the Sunday school program and the boys loved it too. From there, we became involved in other facets of the church. My first project was to support the mortgage refinancing. After that, I became treasurer, which is a position that I've had for almost 5 years. Professionally, I'm a CPA and I lead the accounting finance teams for a multinational scientific company. I love my day job, but I also love going to my other office where I can donate my time and talents each week to doing God's work. My children often help, well, when they aren't playing video games, and I love that they have the opportunity to see me giving of myself. It's a significant commitment of my time, but the boss is flexible, compassionate, and loving. As a family, we are also involved in the Cub Scout Pack here at church. Thank you very much for supporting the boys and their families. I know they're loud and messy, but Scouts is a terrific organization, helping to raise young men in God's image, strengthening family bonds, and learning new skills. As I sat next to the fire last month at our campout, I watched the fifth graders lead the younger boys in skits and songs. They were arm in arm, laughing and joking. They had been together since first grade, and their friendships run deep. It was truly a comfortable, warm environment, truly wholesome fun. Where else can you get that? I'm glad I'm a part of Team Scouts. Adam made the turn last March when he turned 10. We can't believe that we are now on the back nine with our oldest, and Ryan isn't too far behind, and we wonder, where did the time go? We want to spend quality time together as a family, time that's quickly marching on, but quality time is hard to find. Life is busy, and we are often eating peanut butter sandwiches in the car on the way to the next event. We don't sit down together for dinner as a family every night, nor do we always have our vegetables. But one thing I can count on, though, is a slowing down of Sunday morning. I enjoy my Sunday mornings with my boys on either side of me. It's the most time we sit quiet together all week, and I'm glad for the time together. I'm glad for the fellowship time after worship, where I don't have anywhere to be or really anything to do. It's nice to have that break, sit still, and reflect. I want my boys to see something bigger than themselves, develop tolerance for others, and deepens their faith. This happens here, and I'm so glad that we're all a part of it. We aren't perfect parents, and truth be told, we're a little weird. I believe the secret to success in life is to work hard, be kind, and get a little lucky. I hope my boys see that in the actions we take and the words we speak, but I know that we aren't perfect. I also know that we have God's love and support as we strive to be better people and role models to our children. We have told the boys that we haven't gotten it all right, and that soon, very, very soon, we will be the embarrassing parents cheering from the sidelines instead of standing with them out on the field. As the kids continue to grow more independent, we know that we have given them a good foundation to grow and be ready to make decisions on their own. We, along with all of you, have been raising them right and by helping them build their own Team WPC, which will cheer from them wherever their lives may go. And that, my friends, is church.
I'd like to invite Mark Snavely up, and while I do so, I just want you to know that all three speakers today are parents of two boys. So Laura, when you said you're weird, we get it. It's, you know, it's kind of a chronic.
Thanks, Joe. I'm Mark Snavely. My wife Kay and I have been here for 22 years. We've raised two boys in the church. Ryan is off at college, and Matt is celebrating in the back row that he got a shout out, I guess. So Eric said that when he asked me to do this, they normally ask people who've never done it before, but I actually have. I did it in 1995. So for those of you who are thinking, gosh, him again, I apologize. In 1995, I didn't need these, so I guess it has been a little while. I don't know about you, but perhaps you've had conversations similar to what I've had recently, and that's pretty much whatever the topic of discussion is at the beginning, we almost always get around to what's wrong with the world. Given the current political climate and the social unrest that we see here in this country and around the world, it's awfully easy to focus on these matters, and it can be very easy to let them dominate our conversation and our thinking. But I try to make a conscious effort, especially on my drive to and from work, and I do have a bit of a drive, to think about some things that are right in the world rather than what's wrong. And oftentimes that leads me to thinking about the things that are happening here at WPC, and I'd like to make mention of a few of those. One thing at the top of the list is just how our family, individually and as a family, has grown thanks to what's happening, a lot of it here at WPC. My wife and I have been challenged to do things that we probably would have never guessed we'd be doing, teaching Sunday school, taking pictures at BBS, all sorts of things that I don't think that would have happened if someone hadn't asked and WPC hadn't given us the opportunity to do that, working at food pantries, serving on committees. Our kids have grown. When they were little, coming home from Sunday school, they actually remembered the stories that they learned in Sunday school. That told us something was really going right. In preschool, they learned how to be a friend to each other, a friend to Jesus. That seemed like something that was really going right. Something that also seemed really right but really wrong was that I had to get up extra early to bring my kids to the 8 o'clock service when they were in high school. And then they would stay for Sunday school. I actually really liked Sunday school. Rather than going out to breakfast during Sunday school, they went out to breakfast after Sunday school as high schoolers. A lot of people don't believe that when I tell them that, but that seems like something that's really going right. They've also had so many opportunities through the youth groups, through Wild Kids and Wild Faith and Wildfire, to grow with each other, to learn to accept each other, and to learn to serve people here, to serve people around the country. And the growth that I've seen, the growth that they have experienced as people, is really something amazing. With our youth and with our families, we really are doing something right here at WPC. I've also had the opportunity, from sitting in the choir, to look out across the congregation. You kind of get a bird's eye view up there. So if any of you want that bird's eye view, I'm sure Sandy would welcome you into the choir. Also to serve at food pantries and look around at the people who are serving, to be on committees, to serve on session and look around and notice that this church is a wonderful mix of longtime members and newer members, and that leadership positions are often taken by both longtime members and new members. I have been involved in congregations where it seemed like there was a core of longtime members who did just about everything. They were happy to do it, but new people really kind of had to wait their turn. And I think we've done a very good job here of encouraging everyone, both longtime members and newer folks, to step in, do their part. So those of you who have been here a while, continue to do what you've been doing. If you feel like it's time to step aside from one job, don't step out, step into something else. And if you're newer into the congregation, there are so many opportunities to get involved, and I'd invite you to pick one. Don't wait for an invitation, although that might come. Our folks tend to be pretty good about inviting people to do things when they see talent. But share your gifts, step in, and be a part of our congregation. Help us continue to do things right. I look around at our building, and it is certainly a blessing. We did a lot of things right when we designed this building. It really fits our needs. But there are lots of very beautiful churches in this world. But I think something that distinguishes ours is that this building really gets used. I used to have an office next to a man who was very down on religion and churches in general, and he claimed that churches were one of the biggest wastes in society. All the money and time that is spent maintaining those buildings that are only used on Sunday mornings. Well, drive through our parking lot, come through this building just about any weekday morning. There is so much going on. Come here in the evenings, you might not be able to find a room to have even a small meeting because there are so many things happening. We did build a beautiful facility, and we're sharing it. I think we're doing something very right when our own congregation and other organizations are using this facility for so many good things. Cub Scouts, certainly one of them. So something that I was involved in as well. So we're doing something very right when we use this. We spend some money on it, but we're using it in a way that brings glory to God and helps people in this community. And finally, when I read the verse about faith without works being dead, I have to smile because I think our faith is strongly backed up by works. Look at the places that we reach. Haiti, El Salvador, PADS, the food pantry, New Mexico, Louisiana. I could make my whole sermon, I think, just listing the places that we help, that this congregation has reached out to over the years. So we're doing a lot of things right. I'd encourage you, too, if you get caught up in what's wrong with the world and all the things that we have to worry about, to think about all the things that we do here. Think about the things that are going right and find a way to keep those things moving forward. Thank you.
All right, and last up, I'd like to invite Becky Mosier, whose boys are the youngest in this whole line of sons.
Hello. As Jill said, my name is Becky Mosier. I'm a Christian, a wife, and mother, and I've been a member of this church for about 3.5 years now. My husband Matt and I have been married for 7 years, and we have two sons, Evan is four. I do know how old my children are. And my son Joshua will be 2 in February. I grew up in Libertyville, going to the Presbyterian church there. My grandparents were married in a Presbyterian church in Iowa. That my parents were baptized and married at the Presbyterian Church in Libertyville. I was baptized and married at the Presbyterian Church in Libertyville. So I guess you could say I was born to be a Presbyterian. And then I lost my place. However, when my husband Matt and I got married, we decided we wanted to find a church that was ours. He was raised Catholic, and obviously I was Presbyterian. So we wanted to find a church that spoke to us, where we felt like we could be part of a church family, where we could raise our children that we would have one day. It didn't have to be Presbyterian, Catholic. We didn't care about the denomination. We just wanted to find a place that was the right one. We went to a number of different churches, always wondering the same thing. Was this the place we could feel comfortable growing our faith and fostering the faith of our children we would have one day? After visiting a bunch of churches, it always came back to one, Wild. What's funny is when we started coming here, I knew one person. However, we slowly started meeting people and realized that there were actually other people we had already known here too. We loved getting to know Greg and Kathy and hearing their special sermons. What always amazed us was how all the sermons are always so relatable, how we can apply it to our own lives and bring something home with us. There's always something realistic and that you can think on for the week. That doesn't happen everywhere. After our son Evan was born, we realized we needed to commit. We needed to make our church family ours. So we actually became members and had our son baptized within only a couple weeks of each other. Soon after we became members, I became involved with the Christian Education Committee. It was so interesting and exciting to me, not just because I have kids, or actually I had one at that time, but also because before being a stay-at-home mom, I was a teacher. I taught fourth and fifth grade. I loved it so much, but as parents of little ones, or if you've had little ones in the past, you know, getting out just at or before bedtime is a bit tricky. So for the time being, I decided that wasn't the right place for me, but I was looking. I was looking for the right spot. Then one day I was leaving the sanctuary, and Carrie Dykhouse approached me. If you knew Carrie when she lived here, you know that this is not surprising that she walked up to me, because she is so friendly and just made everybody feel warm and included and just welcome. So she was talking to me about MOPS. And she said, oh my gosh, you should come. You should come to MOPS. It's great. And, I still didn't know that many people, and so I was kind of nervous to attend. Now, if you know me, you might think that that's kind of weird, because I'm not the kind of person who gets nervous going places, but I still was. Anyway, I eventually decided to go there. From day one, I felt like I was supposed to be there. It was wonderful to find a group of other mommies to talk with, pray, and learn together. MOPS is an awesome group. Frazzled moms of preschoolers get together for a hot breakfast and drink hot coffee that doesn't have to be microwaved. We have fellowship, we have crafts, we have speakers. We might come in leggings or jeans or whatever pants we're able to throw on without the kids at our ankles. We throw our hair in that mom bun that you see all over. And we show up and there's no judgment. And the focus, we turn our focus away from spit up and diapers to something that's bigger than ourselves. It is an invaluable experience. The next year, Carrie moved away, and I was fortunate enough to be given the opportunity to help out more with MOPS. Shortly after I signed on, I found out I was pregnant with son number two, and the adventure really began. I was pregnant and sick, and having a two-year-old and helping 25 other moms every other week was a really awesome, amazing task. But it was so rewarding, and just to be able to connect with so many moms in the name of God. Throughout that time, I felt blessed to be able to get to know Jill. She has been an incredible source of support. When I felt like my life was going in 25 to 30 different directions at once. At a chaotic point in your life, it's so nice to have an anchor. It was Jill, it was the church, there was so much. After Josh was born, Joshua was our second son, he was having some health issues, and Jill and the church have always been there for me to, with a hug or a listening ear. I don't know what I would have done without you. So many people have been so supportive to me and my family, and I am eternally grateful. I love that WPC has different things to be involved with for everyone. For me, it's been Christian education, Vacation Bible School, and MOPS. I look forward to my kids growing older and having different things that they can be in the youth groups and whatnot. And then maybe I can be involved in more things for me. I feel so lucky to be part of a church that can help me grow in so many different ways.
God works through different people in different ways, but yet God always works, and God always